minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications studios. A lot to get to today. The Method Flow products poll question is up and running, and it's stemming from yesterday's decision by the University of Northern Colorado to move on from Ed McCaffrey. And make no mistake, I mean, again, I've had people messaging me left and right saying, oh, he wasn't fired. He was fired. He was absolutely 100% fired. Ed McCaffrey let go by the University of Northern Colorado. Pretty simple question today. Are you good with it? Do you like the move by UNC to move on from Ed McCaffrey? Vote at thewholeshow.com. I thought this was interesting. You know, and again, we are going to have a really interesting interview tomorrow with a former player. So you're not going to want to miss that. I'm not going to give out a lot of details on it just yet. We're still kind of just confirming everything, but this should be a great interview. We're looking forward to it. Very insightful. I thought this was interesting, Angel. He, or somebody that works for him perhaps, I don't know, went and swept the Twitter account, his Twitter account. So Ed McCaffrey has a Twitter account, of course, and somebody went and, whether it was him or not, he had tweets on there, obviously, about the UNC Bears for, you know, quite a bit of tweets over the last few years. Most recently, he had some tweets on there congratulating guys like Elijah Dotson for their season. He deleted them. They are removed from his account, and I just think that that's interesting because how many times do you hear with a coach when they, whether they stay with the team or move on from the team, whether they get fired, they move on, there's still kind of this care for their student athletes. And I'm not insinuating that Ed McCaffrey doesn't care about who his former student athletes were. But it was a congratulatory message. What would be the gain in deleting that? You want to just wipe your brain away from, you want to wipe out all memory of UNC? Instead, so he deleted those. Instead, he posted an excerpt from Man in the Arena, which was actually a Theodore Roosevelt quote. He tweeted, "Thank you so much to all of the coaches and players who I've been blessed to work with over the past few years. It's been the experience of a lifetime. Never forget." And then he puts the picture of this quote from Theodore Roosevelt, Man in the Arena. It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, who errs and comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions? Who spends himself in a worthy cause? Who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement? And who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly so that his place shall never be those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat? Theodore Roosevelt. Okay, Angel, that is all about him. Like, that tweet is 100% about Ed McCaffrey sharing that. Again, I'm guessing he's mixing that into his time at UNC. But again, the credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena. I mean, I don't know that this is a quote you really want as a football coach, as a college football coach. Not to say it's a bad quote at all. More about military, I would imagine. But that quote kind of sums this thing up. Who is this about? And then he deletes, or someone from his team or whatever, deletes the tweets that are congratulating the players. So you remove those, and then you share this, the man in the arena. Angel, how many college coaches? You know this better than anybody. Nick Saban. Even though you could say what you will about Nick Saban, these head coaches, what do they always make it about? First and foremost.
The team.
The team. The student athletes. And it's weird to me that these are deleted. And then that's the tweet that you go with when you're saying, hey, thanks to all the coaches and players and all that. I don't care. He may hate the administration now. He may hate the organization. He may. And maybe there's reason for both sides to not like each other anymore. I don't know. But to delete your congratulatory messages and then that's the tweet you put out there, it's a rough go, man. So now the question is, was this a good move? Did you like this move? It seems like it was a lot of no's when I first put it up there, that they weren't happy. Hooligans were not happy with the UNC's decision. It's 60-40 now, yes. Which I'm shocked because based on social media, it depends on who you see posting. Go to Denver people. Ed McCaffrey is Ed McCaffrey. He is the Denver Bronco legend who should be in the Ring of Fame. Talk to people that have followed this program along pretty closely the last 2 years, whether that's fans or donors or media members. And you're probably going to get, I would say, more people leaning to or toward this is not a good decision. And stuff's coming out about how he handled certain situations. Stuff is certainly coming out, and I don't know if we're going to get a lot more. I know we have a conversation coming up tomorrow, and we're very much looking forward to that. And I could throw it out because we have confirmed Justice Luttrell will be on the program, who has a really crazy story about his involvement in the, not the hiring process, but evaluating during the coaches' interviews. He was with this program for a very, very long time. He was there with Ernest Collins Jr. So according to his story, he was involved somewhat in that process and battled some injury stuff, some shoulder stuff, and it's a fascinating story. It's a sad story. And again, this is all according to him. I'm a radio host. I have my opinions for sure. I don't take every single word as factual, but we're going to give him his spot, and I want to find out. Because it is very interesting, again, according to the, he posted something last night on a private group that I'm in. And so I reached out and asked if he wanted to be on. But he does air this thing out. He talks about the hiring process and how Ed McCaffrey was never really in the finalists until the 11th hour. There was a couple other guys that they were ready to really talk about moving on. And suddenly Ed gets in the mix like that. I still stand by the hiring at the time was a needed shot in the arm for the University of Northern Colorado. I mean, Angel, we're living the proof of that today. We're talking about this program. When Ernest Collins Jr. was hired and or fired, did it get any of the talk that we're giving Ed's hiring and or firing? Not even close. Bad press is good press. They're talking about the University of Northern Colorado, and at the end of the day, UNC gets to say they moved on from him. And again, from what I'm told from trusted sources, is that it had nothing to do with the X's and O's. So what was it? Now, I talked about donors and working with the community, and that's the fact that he wasn't really doing that, or maybe wasn't doing that, isn't good for the program, but it's not really like, it doesn't make him a bad guy. I'm getting messages and things like that of things that would lead you to go in a different direction. That it's not just the donor stuff. It's the environment that was created there. So we are going to bust through this, again, as thoughtful as I can, because you got to be fair to both sides. With Ed McCaffrey, I've enjoyed my time interviewing him, spending some time with him, going to coaches' shows, doing that stuff. I've enjoyed it. It was really cool to me, almost surreal, growing up watching Ed McCaffrey. But I'll admit, the shine wore off a little bit because you get to do the show and listen. I'm a fan of sports. I love my teams and players. I do, but the more you do a show like this, the more you separate. And it was still surreal to do interviews with this guy that I grew up, like, he was one of my guys, you know, Ed McCaffrey. But you start to separate that, especially when controversy hits and you just start to get stories from so many people. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Good move by the University of Northern Colorado. Sure seems like it right now, doesn't it? Do you get the feeling that a bunch of stuff's getting ready to come out? Like a bunch of former players are getting ready to come out and talk about the last 2 to 3 years?
I think it's definitely possible. You know, we had the Tribune article earlier this year that came out and stirred up a lot of controversy and a lot of, you know, he said, she said, hearsay, all kinds of stuff. And we weren't really sure what in that article was true, because I, you know, a lot of this stuff came out that it was not true. But I still think there was, you know, if there's smoke, there's fire. And there was plenty of smoke in that article. And I think just moving forward for UNC, we might just have to get through the darkest part of this to get to the other side of it. And for us to fully understand what happened and what's been the issue with this program, not just with McCaffrey, but even before he got here, because they weren't successful anyway. What is the problem with this football program, and how can they get it turned around to somewhat of successful, you know, outputs?
There are going to be players, disgruntled players, no matter what. I guarantee you there's...
With the transfer portal, it makes it a lot easier.
Yes, and I guarantee you there's thousands of players, former Nick Saban players, that don't like him, that don't like the way he did things.
There's a lot of players that will say that. How many are we going to get that come out saying good things about Coach McCaffrey?
That's the thing. You want to see, like, again, I saw Elijah Dotson, like, retweeted Ed's tweet, the congratulatory tweet. He retweeted it and thanked all the coaches. But if you clicked on the status, it was gone because Ed took it down. Or someone that is in his circles took it down. But I'm not so naive that I don't think that, you know, even the perfect coach is going to have people that don't like him. I love Jay Norvell. I'm excited about him. I'm really pumped for him. But you already have people that have come out, players that don't like him.
How many players have they had transfer this year?
The CSU?
Yes.
I don't know, a lot.
At least 10, right?
Yeah, probably. So that is the nature of this beast now. So we have to handle this delicately, because you have to remember there are going to be guys that didn't get playing time or thought it was going to be something different, and then it turned out to be something they really didn't expect at all. So you are going to get that. But at the end of the day, it's just funny because you do see, like, a lot of tweets from Denver people or media members or whatever outside of this area saying things like, wow, he should have been given more time. It wasn't about X's and O's. So the whole giving him more time thing doesn't matter. You're talking about, we could try to get... The Denver media gets lost, or national media, whatever, gets lost in this notion that UNC is hiring and firing and judging the end-all be-all based on wins and losses. You haven't been paying attention to this program, and I get that. I understand why. Now you are, which again leads me back to my first point that I still don't fault the move. But that's not what this program does right now. Now there's a point when they finally just get tired of the losing and move on. We saw that with Ernest, but... there's a lot bigger things, not bigger, but important to UNC things that they favor more, just a little slightly above the wins and losses. Yes, they want to win. Yes, that's the ultimate goal. They want a head coach to come in and win, but they want the other stuff too.
It's, you know, kind of self-aware that, hey, we know we're not getting the best recruits right now. We don't have the best facilities right now. What do we have? We have a community that has been supportive of this program for the last 30, 40 years, you know, even since the transfer to Division I. Let's work with that. Let's work with our community. Let's work with our student body. Let's get, you know, Nottingham Field packed out for a home game. And that's the stuff that you have, and you have to make it the best it can be before the other stuff can start coming along with
exactly.
It.
The name that, of course, you heard on Good Morning NoCo, and you're starting to see some steam pick up some steam about this, Jed Stuggart, who has a history with the UNC Bears. He's from Greeley. He played college football. He was a defensive lineman and a linebacker coach for the Bears from 99 to 2002. He was the defensive coordinator from 2003 to 2005. And he's now with Lindenwood, and they put together a pretty good season. His record overall as a head coach is 117-45. He's won and owned bowl games. What bowl game did he go to? I don't know at that level. Do they have, I guess D2, maybe there's a bowl? Yeah, I don't know.
I know they did that.
I didn't. It just says on his head coaching record, he's 117-45 and 1-0 in bowls.
It's a trivia question for the Hooligans.
Yeah. What bowl was it? Because it doesn't even say.
You could say whatever. We'd probably just say yeah.
Probably would just say yeah. But this thing is just, it's a really unique story. It really is. You hire Ed McCaffrey with 2 years of head coaching experience. Sometimes, Angel, when we say stuff like that on this show, it's because it's true. When I say I'm not shocked that he struggled, it's because I'm not. He didn't have any experience in recruiting players to his program and handling all the things he needed to handle here. Coaching 16 and 17-year-old high school kids is not even in the same world as coaching college football. You know, just like UNC's not even in the same world as what the SEC goes through. These are different stages. And that's why, you know, when you looked at it and you said, man, I would have loved it if Ed would have had like 5 years of a positions coach experience at the college level. But instead, he got into broadcasting. He did the KOA stuff for a while. The voice of the Broncos with Dave Logan. And then he became the coach of Valor Christian. And he won a title. But they win titles there. I've got other sources that have told me some interesting things about how practices were conducted there. It was just strange. Like anything that they'd ever known. And they weren't used to it. UNC has to get their facilities figured out at some point. I get that. I feel for Ed on that side. I feel for any coach. Because for football, they just don't have it. But this debate and this discussion is interesting. Because I think there's a lot of people that are in the know that were really frustrated. And when I say in the know, I'm talking about players and their parents. And when this story, the Tribune story came out last year, there were a lot of disgruntled people. And then I started hearing from them. I started getting messages from them. And so that's when, and listen, I asked them, I said, well, what about the financial aid stuff? Because they're accusing him of messing with that. Players have all, you know, I don't know anything about that. I don't think Ed's a bad guy, blah, 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 blah. Mostly positive about who he is as a person. But it did come down to a lot of people saying, you know, listen, I don't think he gets it. I don't think he understands this business. Because it is a business. There's so many things you have to do. It is very difficult. And here we are. You know, and a lot of people say, give him another year. He only had 2 years. Well, he had 3 years with the program. And I know it was COVID, but they all went through that.
And we keep going back to it. It wasn't about the wins and losses.
It wasn't about the wins and losses.
You cannot have your program suffer because your ego gets in the way or your pride gets in the way or we need to finish out a contract. We can't buy him out, whatever. If it's hurting the program, if it's hurting the community, you have to get it out. You cannot, it's not about, oh, we need wins. The Bears could have won 4 games this year, and he probably still would have got fired.
Yeah, I think you find a way to beat Eastern Washington, and it's, my guess is it was there. You know, they were thinking about it.
As quick of a decision as it was, do you think they were holding on to this for a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
If not longer?
I don't know. I was told no, but it doesn't always mean everything.
You're a media guy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. 25 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about another coach that's on the hot seat, Nathaniel Hackett. I thought we'd get that news yesterday, but we didn't. Nathaniel Hackett is still the head coach. What did he have to say about Melvin Gordon? All that and more on the whole show powered by PDC Energy. This is Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Miles Blumhart, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Love our sponsors and who make this show go every single week. And one of those is No Limit Collectibles. Buy, sell, trade. There's no limit to what you can collect. Christmas is about a month away, if you can believe that. That might be the best place to start for Christmas gift ideas for the sports fan in your life. Sports memorabilia, collectibles, cards, autographed pictures, things like that at No Limit Collectibles. And tell you what, man, if they can't find it, then they will get it for you. That's No Limit Collectibles. Buy, sell, trade. There's no limit to what you can collect. All right, we're going to talk about someone I really do think is doing the right stuff all the time, and that's UNC Bears basketball coach Steve Smiley. They're going up against Colorado Christian tonight, looking to bounce back after losing to San Jose State 80-69. Monster game tonight for the Bears in the sense that you want to just start getting some wins now. Start, you know, you got the Houston thing out of your system. You got the Baylor thing out. Now it's time to set your best foot forward. Start racking up, or as Lamar Jackson said yesterday, or the other day, stacking those wins. That's time for the UNC Bears. Can they get one tonight? We'll talk to Coach Smiley about that next. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios. And joining us now on our First Advantage Hotline, UNC Bears basketball coach Steve Smiley. Bears looking to get back on track tonight against Colorado Christian. So we're excited about that and got a great deal to tell you guys about later on. But Coach Steve Smiley, Coach, always great to catch up with you, my friend.
Oh yeah, Brady. Now I should know this, but what song is that? What's that song right there? Who is that?
Angel, help us out. Is that
was Ziggy Stardust?
Okay,
by
Ziggy
David Bowie.
Stardust.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Good. That's good to know. You always got to try to learn something new every day. So I'm going to run with that one. Ziggy Stardust.
Are you putting that in the playlist now? Can we just help you out?
It might happen. It might happen. Yep.
All right. If it happens, we got to credit Angel for playing it there. So that'll pump him up. And Coach,
there we go.
All right. So I had Dalen in here last week, and then we saw Matt Johnson yesterday. He came by, paid us a visit. And I see the same jackets. I see these amazing jackets. I tweeted you about it. I asked them both to harass you. What do I got to do to get that jacket, Coach?
It's a great question. You know, I need to do some legwork and check in. So those are the UNC Letterman's jackets. And it's funny because, like, they started bringing those back, 3 years ago, give or take 4 years ago. Like, it's funny. Like, Letterman's jackets weren't a thing until – you know, again, like just a few years ago, and the guys, not just our guys, but all the athletes here love them. And I know, like, during COVID, like, production was down so low that a bunch of athletes weren't getting theirs. And I'd have guys in the office like, yeah, Coach, where, you know, where's that Letterman's jacket? Like, oh, man, I don't know. So let me check on that. You just let me know your size. Let me see what I can do. But that's what those are. Well, I know exactly what you're talking about. They're nice.
I thought in a roundabout way you were basically saying you got to play. But, Coach, put me in. I might have a year of eligibility left. I mean, I'm not
– it's always possible.
10% maybe free throw shooter. I can't dunk it, I don't think. Never was able to do it in the 20s, so I'm guessing now in the 30s that's out. But I'll give it a shot, see what I can do to earn that jacket.
You know, we still have some lineup, you know, instability. We're still trying to figure ourselves out. So if ever there's a time for you to kind of get the mix, Brady, now is the time. So just let me know.
I'm a hustler. I'll play any position you need. Again, can't promise that it's going to be good, but, you know, we'll just see what happens, you know. And I tell great jokes, so that'll be great for team camaraderie.
I'm with it. Hey, that's more than half the battle. So let me know.
Coach, love what you do. Of course, you know that. We love following this program. Tough loss to San Jose State. That's a good basketball team, though. I think they're going to be really interesting this season. But that was a close one.
You know, it's tough. You know, anytime you lose, you know, anytime you lose at home, and we really always kind of with our guys, especially how much we have to play on the road early in the year, we say, hey, it's not who you play or where you play, it's how you play. So we try to not, say, hey, you're home, you're good, because that's not the truth. I mean, you just got to go play the game. But it is tough to lose a home game like that. I thought it was a good game. It's 41-41 at halftime. I thought we should have been up maybe 6 or 8 points. I thought we played well enough to have a little bit of a lead, but we had a couple mental breakdowns that gave them some shots or whatever to keep that game tied up. Bad start to the second half. Had a good rally. Got up about 10 minutes to go, 9 minutes to go, something like that. And then we just didn't close it out. And I think there were some lessons learned, not just from the players but from the staff as well. Just as we're trying to kind of figure out rotations, they have a couple really good post players, Diallo and Vihola, and with about 9 minutes left, they kind of benched both those guys, and they checked down to a little bit smaller lineup where their four-man, Sage Tolbert, basically their five. And we kind of took the bait, and we played smaller too, and that, people see the rebounding at the end of the game, and that was the biggest thing is that, we didn't have our five, and, predominantly Theo Hughes. He had some foul trouble throughout the game, but, one thing Theo's doing a really, a good job of is rebounding the basketball. And we could have really used them those last, 8 to 9 minutes. And, I'll take the blame for that. I think there's just a few plays here or there. And two, as you look at the box score at the end, Matt Dalen are at 36 minutes and Dalton's at 39. And we've talked about it, like, hey, we got to use our depth and we've got to be able to trust these young guys and let them grow, because ultimately winning 3 games in a row when you're playing 36 to 39 minutes with 3 guys, it's just not realistic. And so we have to do a little bit better job, managing the rotation and trusting the bench and things like that. So there were some learning lessons, but I think we got a little bit closer. But back to your point, Brady, that they are good. I think that team would be as good as any team in our league. I think they could be a team that could win the Big Sky. And I thought for, 32 minutes a game, it was right there, and we just kind of blew it at the end. So there's a lot of positives. With that being said, we hate to lose.
We're talking to UNC Bears head coach Steve Smiley. Well, and Coach, I've talked to you a little bit about this off and on, even just via text, talking about the freshmen on this team. And how much of a balance? I mean, that's got to be quite the balancing act for you, because they're freshmen. They're talented, yep. But you also know, okay, there's going to be a lot to learn, so I've got to get them kind of learning, getting in the mix now, so that by the time we get into Big Sky Conference play, they're not freshmen anymore. It certainly doesn't feel like they're freshmen anymore. So that's got to be a balancing act to you, as far as we know who we got. We know the guys that are going to produce, but we also want to sprinkle these guys in so that they can be ready come conference play.
It's a huge balancing act, and I think that also goes into the difficulty of our schedule, where it's like, you don't look at any game and say, well, that's a win or that's a loss. But, we have in our schedule, we have so many games, that are just really, really hard games. And it's like, if you're just trying to win the game, maybe you limit the minutes of some of the freshmen. But then you also look at the greater growth of your team and how do we get to our ceiling. You have to play them, and you're right, Brady. It's really hard. For us, you look at going back to the Commerce game, and Texas A&M Commerce, they won at Air Force. They beat Eastern Kentucky by about 15. It's a good team, and we played well. We beat them. We don't beat them if Caleb Schott doesn't have 18 points. If Langston Reynolds has come in for a couple stretches and played really well. At the same point in time, though, freshman, and against San Jose State, there was a few mistakes from the freshmen that they just got to go through. And so, again, there's no solution other than picking and choosing, how many freshmen are on the court at any given time. How do we balance that out? We're still learning that as well, and we got to learn it quick, because, it gets no easier. We have 4 games in 6 days here coming up. So.
Yeah, no, it's definitely getting crazy for you guys. This non-conference schedule, we talked about it with Houston and Baylor, but obviously there's plenty of marquee matchups down the road for you guys, just trying to get set up and get into that mode where you're just winning basketball games. But some of these matchups down the stretch, CSU, CU, Air Force coming to town. I mean, those are attractive matchups when people are just looking at the schedule. But I'll tell you what, Coach, just from people I talk to, they start seeing that Bears logo, and it's an attractive matchup for them. You guys have just continued to move that needle and grow this program over the last few years.
Yeah, and I think that's where it's a fine line that, we haven't had a Mountain West team in the Bank Colorado Arena since 2016, and we got two of them in there this year. That's great, and that's, you know, definitely a sign of, you know, some success, and that those teams are willing to come here and play against us, and how that kind of factors into things like net rankings and things. At the same point in time, it's two Mountain West teams coming into the Bank Colorado Arena. It's not easy. You know, it's the quality of opponent, and it'll be interesting to see when all is said and done, but our strength of schedule, when you finish out through the whole thing with, like I said, Houston, Baylor, CU, CSU, New Mexico, who's playing really well. And then you got San Jose State, you got Air Force, you got North Dakota State, who's picked second in the Summer League. You got Jacksonville State, who went to March Madness last year, and on and on and on. It just gets really hard. And you just got to, the biggest thing is, you know, without, you know, injecting fake confidence in our guys, us, you know, staying the course and trying to not get too hard, too low, because, you know, we got to find a way to pick a few of these off and get some W's, but this is a very challenging time. So just got to keep going. But I think if we stay together and, you know, we don't splinter, as they say, if we stay together, going to make us stronger when we get to the conference at the end of December.
Well, a good contest for you guys tonight, going up against Colorado Christian at Bank of Colorado Arena. Yep. I know that's a game where you're looking at, okay, let's really start to fine-tune some things here. As you said, let's start getting some W's on this schedule.
Yeah, and I look at it too, and you know, I have a lot of respect for those guys. I think their coach does a great job. They really, you know, they played Wyoming in Wyoming season opener, and that was a 9-point game with about 10 minutes to go.
Wow.
You know, they have the recipe to compete with you in the sense that they run really good stuff. They got a couple really good guards that can really score, and they got a bunch of guys that can shoot threes. And so they have the recipe that if we're not dialed in and we don't understand what we're doing, or if we have a letdown in effort or, you know, energy, enthusiasm, you know, any of those things, it could be a long night. And so the goal is that you get out there, you have a great start to the game. You know, I'm hoping to play a lot of guys, even some guys that haven't had a chance to play yet. You know, I'd like to see Brock play some more minutes. I'd like to see, you know, throw Connor Creech there. Get some things going and get into that bench, because those guys, not only have they earned it to play, but I got to get some eyes on those guys. And so hopefully that's how it goes. At the same point in time, all focused on winning this game. And you like to walk out of it at the end of it, hopefully, you know, with the win, and looking at the minute distribution being pretty balanced out, because – you know, we go to Albuquerque tomorrow, and we play Friday, Saturday, Sunday in three just huge matchups. So, you know, for us, if we can have a good balanced attack tonight, that will help as we parlay this into that tournament as well.
With that tournament coming up, I know those are always important to you, Coach, any college basketball team, because it does kind of get you in that, you know, just go mode. And once you get to the end of the season and into the conference tournament, that's kind of how it feels. So this is a nice kind of early preview to that kind of feel. And I guess it's a good opportunity for freshmen, too.
That's actually the goal of the whole thing. When we hopped into this tournament, you know, three games in 3 days, it's the idea of, you know, replicating if you can make a run in the Big Sky, and if you can get to the championship like we did last year. That's three games in 3 days, and it's hard. It's hard on your bodies, but it's also hard on your mind, because you're changing things up every game. It's a different scout, the ability for us to go in and play three really good teams and three totally different types of teams in very short windows, that will do nothing but help us get ready for the Big Sky tournament and just, you know, feel it. You got to feel it. But it's going to be a great challenge. Those are really good teams. It's a field that's superb. So we got to go down there. We got to be dialed in just one game at a time, starting with North Dakota State on Friday. But it will help us with the tournament.
Coach, we're looking forward to seeing what you guys do tonight and, of course, in this tournament. Always love our conversations. And, you know, if I need to do some wind sprints or something just to get in the mix, three-man weave, anything you need to earn that letter, you just let me know what I got to do. I got a headband, halfway there.
Just remind me. Get the headband on. You know, maybe some three-man weave. We'll try to figure something out, Brady.
I was joking with Dale, and I said, you guys do the three-man weave ever? He's like, yeah, but it's probably way different than what you think in your brain right now. I'm like, yeah, probably so. So I'm ready. I'm ready to jump by, Coach.
All right. Sounds good, Brady.
Appreciate you. Steve Smiley, UNC head coach. Colorado Christian tonight at 6 o'clock. And I tell you what, $2 tickets if you use the code Tuesday, all caps, Tuesday, at uncbears.com/tickets. So, heck of an opportunity to go out and check out this Bears team. We had some people calling asking for that code. If you go to uncbears.com/tickets and type in all caps Tuesday, you get $2 tickets. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. And I'm telling you, I wasn't going to bring that up with Coach Smiley. That's not what that interview was about. But we're talking a lot about what went wrong for UNC football. There are a lot of things going right for UNC basketball. And Angel, I think we do kind of, maybe we take that for granted a little bit. The coaches that do everything the right way. I mean, you sit and listen to Dalen every single week. And players I've talked to that all say the same thing. That you can just see their eyes light up. I mean, it's like, did you ever think about leaving or transfer? No. I mean, Steve Smiley brought me here, and I'm going to be here till the end. I mean, there's no question. And I get it's basketball. You're dealing with way less players and not as many personalities. But it's a guy that does everything the right way.
Yeah, he's always the same kind of guy when you talk to him. I don't mean that in a bad way. He's so consistent in his approach for his players. When he talks to the media, when I see him talk with Jerry Schimmel after the games, he is so cordial and so just, you can tell that he loves this program. He loves this team and these players, and he loves this community. And if you can get all four of those kind of traits into your coaching resume, you're going to be a good fit at UNC.
Yeah, no doubt. That's why I tweeted last night. I said, somehow, some way, this UNC football program, they need to find the Steve Smiley version of UNC basketball. That's hard. That's hard to find. You got to find a guy that's ready, that knows.
Only one, hey, Steve.
And you know you're going to get your hands dirty. You know it's going to be a very long, grueling process, especially in football. But if you can do that, buy yourself some time within the community, you can make things really work for you. And maybe that guy is Jed Lance Stugart, who Brian and Tanner have been banging the drum for. That's the name I keep hearing.
That middle name was new.
Well, I just found it.
Lance.
That's according to Wikipedia, so it could be wrong.
Heard Brian earlier this morning call him a Jetty Bear.
Brian knows him.
It'd be perfect. They're like best friends.
They're like best friends. So I'm like, Brian, use your influence, man. I don't know that much about the guy. I know he's won, but I'm not going to sit here today and say that's the guy. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I don't know anything about him. I know he has a history with UNC football, and he coached positions in college, right? So I like that. That's about as much as I know about him.
And he went to Greeley West.
So he's a Greeley guy. I love that because I think that's what it takes. You kind of got to be one of those guys. Texter from K coming in. Marty English knows Colorado. Marty English is another one. You won't hear me complaining about Marty English. He doesn't like the media, but we had him in studio when he was the D coordinator for UNC a few years back under Ernest, and we had a wonderful time. We had a blast. I don't think he would tell the same story, but I sure thought it was fun. I go with Marty English, too. Will County Swami, what if Smiley just coached football? Just coach it all. 11:51 the time. We're taking a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Okay, during the commercial break, I just wanted to see for myself. I'm looking deeper into this Twitter thing. And did Ed really just clean everything off of his social media that had a hint of UNC? Like, it's like he doesn't want it to exist.
It did not exist.
That's strange, right?
It is strange. That's, I mean, that's just, what, 3 years worth
of tweets
and retweets and likes?
That's just...
That probably took about an hour or so to go through that.
If not more. I mean, again, let's face it, he didn't tweet a lot.
No, but like scrubbing your entire profile of that, not even in your bio, like, yeesh.
I mean, I get removing it from your bio, I suppose, but you're going to remove tweets where you congratulated a young man?
A guy that gave you 900 yards rushing?
That floors me, man. I don't get it. Ken Bowen, maybe this is the perfect opportunity to scrap the program and stop the bleeding of money in the athletic department. I don't know about that, but maybe. I don't know. Second hour coming up next. Don't forget the Clay Millen Show. It's coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll CSU quarterback talk. We'll be right back.